Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 27, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter June 28, 2020. This year all countries will discontinue payments to the temporarily unemployed. No one has a plan for transitioning to an integral world economy. This transition is already necessary now. Only the necessary businesses should be preserved while people become enrolled in learning about life in an integral society. From Twitter, June 28, 2020. Tower floating in the air. We need to try to build the concept of a center in every 10. Before the coronavirus, our centers were physical. Most of them belonged to physical groups that organized a home for themselves, the center. They rented a room where they could gather and study together. Everything was clear. It was a place where there were books, communications, and where it was possible to arrange meals, lessons. But now the Creator wants to transfer us to a more spiritual center. We sit at home with our physical bodies and must connect with hearts, desires, and aspirations to the center. The center is a spiritual concept. These are not concrete walls, but the walls of our hearts. We need to take care of this center and see if we are united by the hearts. After all, this is not concrete that will stand even if you forget about it, and not a material center that can be changed by moving to another building. Now we are turning into a spiritual vessel, Kli. And the Creator purposely blesses us with a coronavirus in order to oblige us to build a spiritual center in our hearts. Where is this center located? This is a tower floating in the air, it has no place. So, we need to move forward, every day preserving the spiritual center, strengthening the walls of our hearts, in order to draw closer together, to feel and understand more, to feel mutual concern about connecting with the hearts. Then this center will come to life and begin to act. We will feel the mechanism of Ten Sephirot and the Creator filling our center. From now on, our center turns into the temple, into the place of the Creator, where we reveal Him. Each reveals the Creator a little in the small center of his ten, and then all tens join together and support one big center, which will be called the Third Temple. Therefore, we now need to take care, in the tens, about how to build our center, put more effort into it, discuss what everyone should do, how to build a connection between us, and how to ask the Creator to connect us. After all, only the Creator can be the glue connecting heart with heart. Each heart is selfish and only a higher power can connect them. Otherwise, the hearts will never unite because the human heart is evil from birth. We have a special, sublime work in this construction. I hope that you acknowledge your responsibility, feel the need, and we will do it. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson June 19, 2020, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 33 The Lots on Yom Kippurim and with Haman. Before and after coronavirus. Question. Do we bring correction to the world through our study and connection? Answer, yes. We bring a positive component to the world because we talk about its unification, about the fact that people should be connected through good connections. Of course, this gives the world a certain positive direction, some kind of correction, but this is not enough. For the egoistic world, our relatively altruistic component is undoubtedly too small to correct the direction of the world's movement. Frankly speaking, I hope that now, when we are returning to our previous conditions and forms of governance, restore enterprises, and so on, we will still come across how limited we are and how we should behave differently. Question: After coming out of self-isolation, will people understand that the world is different and accept it through their changes? Answer, I think we will come to a certain inner state in which we will evaluate each state, pre and post coronavirus. We will compare them and think about how we could do things differently. Even if people have nothing to do with us but hear our calls, they will still perceive reality in this way. Question: where is this turning point of people? Do they need to accumulate suffering so that at some point there will be an inversion and the explosive growth of those who are ready to support us will begin? Answer: yes, on one hand, it will happen from the accumulation of suffering and dissatisfaction. However, on the other hand, also from the fact that we will begin to understand that we need to go a different way to see a better state ahead than the previous one. Therefore, there may be a relative absence of all kinds of blows, but instead there will be a clear vision of a good future. I think that now when we are returning to the past, we nevertheless will want to correct it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 3, 2020. Transformation on a universal scale. How can an ordinary person who had a job, career, earnings, and a prospect for the future until March 2020, now accept that all this is already in the past and that life is taking a completely different direction? He does not want to agree with this. He is not yet ready for this picture, and therefore, we need to learn to live in a new way. We have no other choice, because it will be so. This change has already begun to clothe itself into our world more and more, and we have to explain it, discuss it in all the media. If we do not accept these changes now, then we will still be forced to do this, only in much more severe, critical conditions, because this process is continuing on its own. We are all different, and many are not able to accept changes at such a speed, and therefore, there are many conflicts. We must teach everyone to relate to each other with love and understanding. We are faced with a common, national and global problem. We can say that this is not even a world problem, but a global revolution on a universal scale. The human race has reached its greatest development today and is undergoing a transformation that history has not yet known. So far, this is only the first stage. From this material life, which man began thousands of years ago in pursuit of a mammoth, we move on to a new life, collective and social. The connection between people will determine the new organization of society. We need to learn this new life, as well as study our old life to understand why it led us to this line. This is not an accident, but the laws of nature that determine development and affect us. It does not depend on us. However, how to accept this state in order to suffer less depends on us, depends on if we are aware of what is happening and if we'll work together hand in hand with nature. Then we will come to the good life that is prepared for us. After all, nature leads us to all that is good, only not according to our usual notions of well-being as wealth and power, but to a quiet life in the material sphere and a life full of meaning, content, and filling in a spiritual, inner form. Everyone will benefit from this. And besides, we must understand that nature is stronger than us and will lead us through this process anyway. So let's not resist, but let's go along with nature. From Cab TV's Global Perspectives, May 14, 2020. Good and evil are one system. Question: not only is the outbreak of the virus so swift that it has covered countries and continents, it also has divided the world in a very tough, sharp way, something that was not so clearly visible before. The world is divided into poor and rich. The rich can afford separate houses, a separate island, and the poor, who cannot afford anything, are obliged to go out, to take their children out for walks. They are afraid of everything. The world is divided into those who have the racist views that are now flooding the internet, and those who write on Facebook, "We are ready to come to you. Just call, we will come. Elderly people, do not leave your houses, we will bring you food, we will give you help," etc. That is, the world is very divided. The virus somehow showed us who we are. Did it come so that we would see what we are now? Answer: this is the identification of interference, the identification of faults in the general system we are in. Therefore, You must look at how connected you are with others. We must be all in one system of the soul. Comment: you say, we must connect. And we do not want any connection. My response: therefore, this is shown to us so that we really know what state we're in. Question: what steps are still ahead? Answer: none. We are at the very last stage of a universal correction. If we are internally united with each other, we understand, we are striving for this, that's all, nothing more is needed. All viruses will be for our benefit only. Everything bad turns into good. Comment: good, if this is so. In the meantime, we continue to suffer. My response: otherwise, we egoists cannot be adjusted, only to happiness with a stick. See how people are stubborn, what they imagine today. Look at what is being done on the internet, how much hatred spills over one another, how they poke each other, how they act. All of this we need to understand now, justify, correct, and build bridges of mutual understanding over all contradictions. Question: how do I justify a hater? Say: no, he does not understand. He is like a child, as you say. Answer: gradually explain to him what we always explain. He's not going anywhere. He will understand that nature forces him to do so. He is great like a small child who is swaggering in front of his mother. And when he feels he is facing nature, before fate, then there is no longer all these opportunities to puff up, and the time of truth comes. Question: could you explain something to such a bright, tough hater? Answer: I have no hatred for them. They have toward me, yes, but I do not. And it annoys them. They are suddenly put in such a state: how is it that we hate him, but he doesn't hate us? But in fact, I can't hate them, because in my understanding, they are forces of nature. Why hate nature? They simply show the negative properties of nature, which has not yet reached its perfection, mutual correction. And therefore, there is no evil in the world in my understanding. Evil manifests itself only to the extent and in the form in which I can balance it with good. Comment: that is, you do not support this phrase, as they usually say, so that evil disappears from the world. My response: it will never disappear. It can only be corrected, compensated by good. Question: is this what it came for? Answer: yes. If there were no evil, then there would be no world. We would not exist because we are all in evil. As the Torah says, a wild ass's colt is born a man. Question: this applies to humans. Does this apply to a virus that is practically not evil? Answer: a virus is just an indicator of our uncorrected state. Is it to blame for something? This is a small biological particle. As in your computer, suddenly some kind of hindrance arises, some kind of small program that bothers you in something. But it indicates to you a malfunction, and in this way you can correct the general, big program. Question: so, the fact that the virus shows such a stratification of society is actually good for us to see and to finally become scared by it and want to prevent this from happening? Answer: you need to be afraid because otherwise you will not shake an egoistic person. He must be shaken. But I am for people to get to this idea very quickly in a normal, calm way, and it would work on them and make it possible to establish a mutual equilibrium system. After all, nature is built on a general balance of negative and positive properties and forces. And therefore it is impossible without viruses, impossible without hatred. But all this must be balanced. Nature wants us to live in balance, with an understanding of both good and evil. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 23, 2020. The coronavirus is rebuilding our lives. Is it possible to arrive at correction while avoiding the 10 Egyptian plagues? After all, nature has already engaged us by sending us the coronavirus, and naturally, we're in for many more challenges. The coronavirus has already made us give up all contrived engagements. Now that the quarantine is lifted, we will see that most businesses that were not essential will not be reinstated. The whole industry will shrink because there will no longer be the former demand for fuel and electricity. The first priority will be to provide everyone with the necessities of life, that is, food and shelter. Everything will be more modest, there will be no need to carry exotic fruits from other parts of the world since you can grow everything you need locally, in greenhouses. The world will take a new form. Most of the people will be engaged in study and will work on connection. Working on connection will become our main focus, and everything else will be directed solely into providing all the necessities for those building that connection: food, clothing, education, channels of communication. Everything will revolve around connection. We can already see how much a single virus has reshaped our lives. The coronavirus carries with it a tremendous amount of information about how we should organize our lives. This will take another year or two, as in all transitional processes when at first there are sharp shifts in their amplitude, and then the fluctuations gradually diminish as the process stabilizes. Therefore, I hope that there are no wars or big problems awaiting us. People will begin to change internally even without it. Tiny viruses that can't even be seen have already made a major impact on us. Every day there are positive changes that occur inside a person. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson June 14, 2020, the obligation to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to many. Advice not only for beginners. Question: what do you recommend new students do after the lesson? How do we try to act among ourselves? Answer: I advise you to feel as if you are embracing one another, existing in good mutual relations. It is thanks to the fact that you relate to each other in this way, that you try to discover the quality of bestowal and love between you, that the Creator will be revealed. The Creator reveals Himself to the extent that we achieve equality, similarity, equivalence of form with Him. So try to create these conditions between yourselves, and you will begin to feel that He is somewhere in you, between you. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 26, 2020. Man in an Interconnected World, Part 2. Nature's Experiment. Question: we see how nature forcibly pushes us to integrate. At first it was tribal, communal integration, when people are united in order to survive, then came forced imperial integration, colonization, and then cultural, religious, national, and class integration. Today there is economic and informational integration. All this developed under the influence of nature without our participation. No one specifically wanted it. And suddenly there is a virus that divides us, makes us stop all connections. What is this leading to? Doesn't this seem like it is against nature? Answer: in principle, we are advancing toward gradually distancing from each other. Once we lived in communities, villages, and farms, but now everyone has their own apartment. Today, newlyweds do not live with their parents, and once it was natural. Currently, every small child should have his own room, his own personal space. His egoism becomes so great that even though he is only 5 to 10 years old, he still requires a separate space for himself. This is mine and don't enter. In other words, we see a person's egoism growing. And now its next level is being revealed, which nature itself shows us. If you are close to each other, then your relationships leads you to disease and death. So, you should be at a distance of 2 to 10 meters from each other. Who knows where this will lead? In principle, this is quite natural. In this way we can do less harm to each other. Question: as if nature forbids us to be in connection with each other because it was egoistic. Answer: here we learn something else. On the one hand, we willy-nilly stopped working and for some time found ourselves in the family circle. Therefore, There are certain problems surfacing, as man is not used to this way of life. On the other hand, problems are manifested not only between spouses, but also between parents and children, between children themselves, etc. They are social in nature, and this is bound to have very large consequences. Nature is putting us through a certain experiment, that is how I see it. I look at nature as a supreme intelligence that brings us to a certain state so that we understand how we should behave. The supreme intelligence knows how we actually act, how we determine and become aware of our states, how we can find a way out of them by comparing the pleasant with the unpleasant, with development, with various movements. It sees how our habits, customs, and social problems and their solutions change. Now all countries are simultaneously undergoing such restructuring, to different degrees, in different cultures, but it is still happening. From CabTV's The Age of Post-Coronavirus, April 23, 2020. Do not add one mistake over another. Question. Religion is a framework of relationships between people who share the same faith. Is the wisdom of Kabbalah a religion? Answer, the wisdom of Kabbalah has nothing to do with religion. The fact that in our ordinary life we begin to establish certain rituals and laws that do not exist in nature, but want them to exist, is what we often call religion. Or it may also be some kind of cultural norm of society. This isn't the case with the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is based on the fact that you reveal these laws in nature, comprehend them for yourself in absolute knowledge, and then you have no problem with it. Of course, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not a religion nor is it a science because it does not reveal anything in our senses or in our mind, but instead, it is actually revealed in the attributes that you develop internally when you ascend above your ego, above the matter of our world. Then you begin to feel totally different attributes, different laws, and this is how you advance. You need to delve into this issue in order to attain the truth and in order to understand what you engage in. Otherwise, you relate to what you hear today from the perspective of what you heard yesterday. What is the result? Yesterday your head was filled with certain dogmas, which you accepted as true. And today you condemn and criticize what you received yesterday and define everything anew. This means that you have accepted something as a condition, and now you negate everything else, and thus you will continue to increase your mistakes, and will not reveal anything new in life. In 10 years you will still be in the same state you are in today. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019, under the rule of the Creator. Question, how do I know if I feel the right joy that does not come from egoism? Answer, this should be clarified gradually. It happens that a person stays in bad states for a day, or two, or three. And later it all passes and he realizes that all this time he was under the special ruling of the Creator, and sees how much this helped him. The main thing is to bow your head and go through all these states. There is nothing more general that I could advise in any state. All the time feel that it comes from the Creator, and you bow your head and go forward. Question, how to determine that you are in spiritual joy? How can you check yourself? Answer, if the joy is from good deeds, meaning when you draw closer to the Creator through people, then this is spiritual joy. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 26, 2020. New Life 1234. An Era of Instability.
Shalom lachem.
Hello to you. Thank you for joining us. This is our New Life series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. We can't hear you. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Owen. Hello. Today's show is show number 1234, and the subject of today's show is instability. I read a very interesting article by a researcher called Wolfgang Knoll. He studies ecological systems, and he wrote an article a few days ago saying that the age of stability has come to an end, and the coronavirus is just the beginning. And he explains that up to 10,000 years or so ago, the place where we lived was rather unstable in terms of the climate, but 10,000 years ago, a period of stability began. Now it's coming to an end, and according to his claims, what people did here on Earth, greenhouse gases and so on, bring this age to an end, and the coronavirus is just the beginning. Now, this disturbed me greatly, because if we look at our lives since the coronavirus came, I think instability is the main characteristic. Right? We had a known world, a known quantity with its problems and troubles, and you know, you live from day to day, as we say. Suddenly everything became unstable, crashing down in terms of the climate, in terms of the economic situation of nations and individuals, in terms of health, anxiety and so on. Some instability came in, shaking us around. So my first question to you is, do you think that the world is entering a period of instability, a very rapid change? Is it truly so? Lightman, undoubtedly, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, from which I derive everything I say, we are entering a new era, a new age, from the 2000s onwards, which is called the age of the last generation. And this age is one of very intensive development, the development of all of humanity, and mostly intensive development, which is not technological or social, as it was, as is known to us from previous generations, but rather spiritual development. And we will need to understand, all of us, what this nature in which we are inside the bubble of nature, and we will need to understand what it requires of us, how it changes, how it influences us, pushing us in which directions, what do we need to do in order to protect ourselves, and so on. There are very big, meaningful global questions here, which questions of a sort that did not awaken before, and we have no answers for them from the past. And so we will need to examine what can be done. Owen, can it be said that the era of stability has come to an end? Lightman. Well, of course, previous generations, previous eras weren't very stable either. We're constantly changing. Nature is changing, and we, as a result, also change, but it's not as it is going to be now. Changes now are going to be much more sharp, much more sudden, much more frequent, and they will all be aimed at us, human beings, and they will guide us towards an inner change. We will bring ourselves to a more global, integral form, living in one system, as it is written in the Torah, as one man in one heart. We will need to come closer together. We will need to learn how to live together in a way that's, well, just being closer together without conflict, without fights. And even to achieve love and connection between us, as the integral nature will demand of us in a systematic way. Owen, nature, the system in which we live, is the nature of that system stability or change, constant change? Lightman, no, the nature of the system, it's neither. It changes according to the need to bring the human to the end of correction, to its desirable final form, where we are all of us, all human beings, are interconnected, connected together in a good way with a kind of unity of perception and awareness. It's a kind of correction whereby each one helps the other be connected to that integral system. Owen, and what about human nature? Does human nature change, or is it malleable, rather stable? Sorry, Lightman. The nature of man is evil from youth, as it is written. We're all of us egoists. Each one thinks only about his own benefit, and this is rooted in us. This is inherent to us, and we will need either through blows or through self, through convincing ourselves, through education, we will need to bring ourselves to a state of mutual support, closeness, a mutual embrace of a sort, to a point where we are all in one system as one man and one heart, and we will have connections of love between us, ties of love, which of course sounds very odd, but nature will demand of us to come to such a degree of connection. Oh, and so you see a development in human nature, Lightman, of course. Oh, and so human nature changes? Is it undergoing constant change? Or is there something there which remains stable? Lightman, it changes constantly, without pause, until we get to a state where we are all as one man in one heart. Oh, and how is such a change related to human nature? Lightman, the human being will have to transcend his egoistic nature through which he sees the world, the whole of reality. He will need to rise to a degree where instead of thinking of himself, he thinks of others, because he begins to attain that his well-being depends on others and the connection between them. And only through a very tight, close connection with the whole of humanity can he connect to the upper force, which is called the Creator, whereupon he receives from that upper force all the energies, all the powers he requires in order to continue his existence. Owen, the changes we're undergoing now, the instability rocking the world, is it related to all these inner processes that are supposed to occur in the person? Lightman, sorry again. Owen, the period of instability in which the world is since the coronavirus came into our lives, causing tremors in every human endeavor, that instability, is it related to the inner development that a person has to undergo? Lightman, that's the only reason it exists. And anything existing in nature, from the inanimate degree to the vegetative, animate, and speaking degree, human beings, all these things exist only in order to change human beings, to bring them to a greater state of development, to a state where all human beings decide that, yes, they want to connect as one man in one heart, one soul, and to come to resemble the one upper force. Owen, if I look at the change that the coronavirus brought to our lives, it's awoken us a certain survival instinct, something very animalistic. People are very concerned about their health, very concerned about their income, very concerned about having something to feed the children with. I don't see advancement, progress here. I see regression to earlier periods in history where the person didn't know if he'll have food on the table tomorrow, if he'll be healthy tomorrow, and so on. Why do you see this as advancement? Lightman, I see in the revelation of the coronavirus a very positive influence on humanity as a whole. I'm not talking about individual cases of death and so on, which unfortunately that accompanies it, but humanity as a whole got a blow upside the head and it calmed it down. Coronavirus gave humanity a feeling of what it means to be closed in their homes, that there could be such situations where the entire globe, all of its population, all at once, will stand or sit in the way that nature dictates they will, and not in a way where people decide on it. Where there's no ruler more capable, more powerful over man than nature itself. And we felt for the first time, perhaps we're not digesting it yet, but we've begun to digest that we are on round earth. It's a globe. And that we are as one integral system on this earth. Humanity is very interconnected. For the time being, we discover it as being interconnected through, let's say, unpleasant phenomena, bad phenomena, influencing humanity. But nevertheless, we cannot attain it any other way, only through blows, because we egoists don't understand any other language. But imagine to yourself, what would happen if nature treated us better? We would become more prideful. And so when such a blow comes, so such a collective one, which affects all the 8 billion people together, we see that we are indeed very little, very small, and we know nothing about ourselves. From nature there could come such a virus where we, all of us, all together stand to attention and listen to what needs to happen. And this is very good. It organizes us very, very well. Now the question is, what will we learn from all these phenomena that happened to us? Or perhaps we won't learn anything. I hear that people want to return very quickly to their previous engagements, to return back to industry and everything. I don't think this is wise. We never held a serious discussion, a global, international, serious discussion of what happened, why. We learned the biology of it, medicine, how it affects us, but we're not studying the human element dictating where it comes to us from, how, why, and how we should respond and understand what the coronavirus gave us. The coronavirus showed us that we are one united integral system. The coronavirus told us of the extent to which we engage in businesses and dealings which are unnecessary. There's no need for them. Where we work only in order to make a profit, and we don't care about how we destroy Earth as a result, nature in which we all live. Oh, and if you bring up the point of nature, the nature that surrounds us, in which we live, there's a feeling, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a feeling that the pace of the changes is becoming very, very rapid, very quick. If the world behaved more, it was more comfortable in the past. You had positive and negative phenomena, of course, but now there is a feeling that the pace of it has become very, very quick, very rapid changes, which gives us a feeling of instability, everything trembling. Why is the pace growing so quick? Leifman, this is written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we are of a generation called the last generation, the corporeal generation that needs to rise, to ascend, and to achieve the feeling that it can understand and see not nature itself, but the forces of nature which operate nature, the natural system. Let's say this coronavirus, where did it come from? How? Why? In terms of biology, we can perhaps learn something, but what are the forces governing it? What are the forces governing us, all of human society? What are the forces which we govern our interactions between ourselves and with nature? We don't feel these forces. We are in this network, this web of forces, many, many forces, and we activate them. But what exactly we're activating, that we don't know. So now we're in a period, in an age called the last generation, that meaning the last corporeal generation, where people are as animals, we are like animals, and we need to rise to the first generation, which actually feels the upper forces, works with them together, rises above corporeal earthly life to the upper world, to higher degree. Owen, as far as you're concerned, do we need to become accustomed to rapid change, constant change, blows from nature, ecology worsening, locusts and so on, global warming? I'm afraid of even saying these things. So do we need to grow accustomed to very rapid, powerful changes? Leichmann, I'm not afraid of it. I'm expecting it. I'm anticipating it, yearning for it. Great changes. But with that, I also wish for us to be worthy of them, ready for them, to accept them with understanding, and for all these events that will come, will be accepted by us in a proper way. Leichmann, how can I accept natural disasters in a proper way? If nature brings me good things, I'll be happy and say thanks. But if natural disasters happen, we had the coronavirus now, plague of locusts is spoken of, fires as we saw in Australia. These are things that cannot be accepted, or perhaps I didn't understand. Leichmann, you understood correctly, but I don't mean that these blows will come. I mean that the changes will come, but not in the form of blows and suffering. And that depends on the extent to which we are ready to accept them correctly, properly. The thing is that all in all, humanity must take on an integral form, like the whole earth, like the entire earth, or similar to earth. And so the connection between us, all of us, as equals, between all human beings, white, black, red, doesn't matter, all of them, everyone, need to connect together equally, as equals. We need to come to a state where each one feels everyone else as those on whom he depends. He depends on 8 billion people. Each one must feel that. So, in order for us not to come to feel it through terrible blows, viruses of various sorts, rather, we can feel it through good, pleasant phenomena. So, let's advance ourselves towards that. We can start through advertising, dissemination, education, In every single place, we have to disseminate this knowledge regarding the closeness between people and the great need for it. And if we work on that in order to avoid the next blow, we will correct something in humankind, in the human species. Oren, regarding stability, what brought us a feeling of stability up to this day, and what can bring us a feeling of stability from now on? Lightman, the feeling of stability and stability in general existed because we were in a state before the last generation, prior to the last generation. And so we advanced to the best of our ability, we changed ourselves, we tried being... We tried slavery, we tried the capitalistic ideals, communist, fascist, we tried all these ideas on ourselves, we saw that nothing really works, and ultimately the only outcome is one man ruling over another. Ultimately. And now we're in a new situation where nature doesn't require of us, and also we don't know in what direction to advance. It seems that we've exhausted all the possibilities, everything we could do in human society. You don't have such ideologists popping up now saying, I know what to do with human society. There are none. And what happens is that we need only one thing, to understand that our stability can only come about if we adjust ourselves according to the general system of nature. And nature is such that all of its parts are interconnected, supporting each other. Owen, you said previously that nature wants to teach us that we have to be interconnected in a new way, but that it's worthwhile for this learning to come not through bad phenomena, but through good phenomena. So pleasant. So give me an example of a pleasant phenomena that can strengthen in us the feeling that we're all parts of one human species, one humanity. Can you draw a nice picture for me? Lightman, it's the same as what you want to do with your children when they fight. You want for there to be a good connection between them. So what do? Owen, I sit with them, I speak to them. Sometimes I play with them, some game. I tell them, let's try to see the good things in each one. I try to somehow calm down the negative feelings of conflict and to awaken a sensation of warmth and closeness. Lightman, we'll do that with the entirety of humanity. What, you want the same result? Oh, and so I understand. So nature is preparing a series of blows, punishments for us. Coronavirus, global warming, fires. If we want to feel that we're all connected together as one human body, is that something that human beings themselves have to do? Right, of course. In nature, there are many forces, good, bad forces, but what you take from those forces, that's up to you. Awaken such forces of connection and closeness in humanity, and then you will get the appropriate result. Please, go ahead. Oh, and when you explain it, it seems like our life is a reality show where everything that happens, it's as if there's this director, the big brother, there planning out things which have to bring us to this main scene. Lightman, correct. Oh, and these blows, coronavirus and everything, Lightman, from that same director called nature. Owen, and is it correct to relate to it that way, or is it childish? Lightman, why childish? Who else do you have governing your life? You, yourself? Owen, I don't know. Lightman, what do you mean you don't know? I promise you then. Do you know what will happen in a moment's time, tomorrow? Owen, no. light one. Nothing, you see? So what can you talk about? You see how the leaders of the world also don't understand what's happening each time they have to recalculate their course and so on. Owen, so in reality, as you explained, we've begun to return back to our routines in Israel and all over the world. How to make sure that we don't become complacent? Because our life change, instability, more and more blows come, nature is changing it could be that from these many blows, we will come to think that, okay, nature has gone crazy, I can't do anything, I go into autopilot and I just become indifferent from it. Lightman, try that. Oh, and no, I'm saying it's from distress. The person doesn't know how to contend with it. So what can we do in the case that humanity enters a state of apathy? Whatever will be, will be. Lightman, what apathy? You are the will to enjoy, the will to receive, or at least to fear punishment. And you cannot remain indifferent. To the moment you die, you don't want to receive any blow, even a tiny one, and you always want to receive something good. So there's nothing to speak of here. We're very small, we're very gentle, very sensitive, we're frightful, easily frightened. Who are we? You can see now, in the face of coronavirus. And so nature teaches us that we have to consider our future and not to say, whatever will be, will be. I cannot say that. It's impossible for me. Only if I'm already dead. The dead are free, as it is written. Owen, so look, Lightman, I'm very sorry to say our time has ended, but the age of instability, how do you summarize it? Lightman, it began towards the 20th century, and it will not stop until all of us, all of humanity, connect together and we rise to a higher degree of nature from the degree of the animate, the animal, because we egoists are still regarded as animals. And we need to rise to a higher degree called the degree of Adam, human, speaking. Oh, and what is there in terms of quality? Lightman, eternality, wholeness, perfection in terms of our existence. Oh, and does that depend on the connection between people? Lightman, that depends only on the connection between people, and nature will bring it about in a good way or a bad way. That depends on us. That choice is up to us. Oh, and the choice is in our hands. Thank you very much, Lightman. Thank you very much, all of you, for being with us. New life, learning to live well. Thank you and goodbye.